I'll tell you this, Mr. John Boy, or whatever your name is over there. I'll tell you this, Mr. Syndication, or whatever your name is. There'll be no stupid quiz in heaven, I'll tell you that.
What in the world?
I didn't have my microphone turned on before I started talking. That's all right. Everybody's all right. I'll get up. I ain't hurt. How's everybody else?
I didn't see anybody getting up.
Y'all just let me lay there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Now we count down to Christmas. This morning on the show, bring out some of our favorite classic Christmas tunes as we kick off the season. All right. Well, let's save that. Today is Electronic Greetings Day. I thought like the Monday after Black Friday was supposed to be like Shop Online Day.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah. So it is Cyber Monday. Just
correct.
Hadn't made the taters.
Well, it's not like a national day.
But you know what? What seems very weird is like it's been Black Friday for almost 2 weeks leading up to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was Black Friday.
Because they're having to beg people to come to the stores. Yeah. And Target wasn't even open on Thanksgiving.
So Cyber Monday is also because a lot of people now do all their shopping online. Uh-huh. So it's kind of saying Cyber Monday is...
And what do you think to yourself? I'll go cyber. What?
So there's more of a you know, a shop independent or shop small business day is becoming more popular. It's like a certain day.
That would be the deal.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. So good.
Maybe we can get somebody in radio to mention that small business shopping day.
All right. So it is Cyber Monday and a small business shopping day. And it's Electronic Greetings Day.
All right. So pick one and have a good day. Yeah.
It says, for this, it reminds us of how things have changed. We were just discussing that, how things have changed. We
do see how it all works out.
And your first example was take electronic greetings, for example.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, happy all them days we just talked about. All right. And we're going to get our first prize back out and get you ready for Outburst. Oh, well, we got a brand new John Boy Stuff Weekly giveaway up on the website at thebigshow.com. Check out the Sam Bass Collectible Diecast Race Car 2003 Christmas Edition. Still in the package. Oh, a kid would love to have this in a stocking this Christmas. It's absolutely free for you because we love you and we mean it. Check it out at thebigshow.com. Daily Stuff, where you got to win a prize pack today to get qualified for this at the end of the show. A Cowell pocket utility knife with knife blad. That's what Tater wrote down here.
Who's he? Does he show you how to use it?
Should be an E on that. Knife blade.
Blade.
Nail file. Scissors. And a butane lighter.
So she spelled scissors correctly, and but butane. Blade
was just a mystery. What's rich is I'm taking this from him. That's the funny part.
By the way, butane not included. And this knife, it does fit on a keychain as well. It's only about like an inch and a half long.
Oh, okay.
Really
cool. Actual size may vary.
Yeah. And it's knife on a keychain day, too.
All right. And we'll get the big old prize back out and get you set up for Outburst in minutes. All right, let's wake up. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, and this hour brought to you by TracFone Wireless. Give you control over your wireless plan. Gotta get a better spokesman. No contract, unlimited talk and text smartphone plan starting at just $20 a month. Plus, get unlimited carryover data so you keep what you don't use, all on America's largest and most dependable network.
How do they do it? Cheap spokesman.
All right. So the prize pack we getting you ready for Outburst right here is an Astera Lab CBD variety pack. You've heard of all the great benefits of CBD. Now is the best time to try. Buy it for yourself or make it the perfect holiday gift. Get 65% off using code JBB at checkout while supplies last. Must be 18 to win. Also, we got the audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Son, a collection of Christmas tales by Jeff Pillars, available now at jeffpillarsbooks.com. And you will qualify for that pocket utility knife was down your back. Give away at the end of the show. All right. 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories. 1942, the U.S. government ordered the rationing of coffee during World War II. Ooh.
And that's when all Americans said, all right, Hitler, that's it.
And move up to 1984. A 14-ounce spider monkey named Miss Baker died at age 27 of kidney failure in Huntsville, Alabama. Hmm. That's a little old monkey. He could have really used my utility knife if he could have hold stuff.
I told you never trust a monkey!
All right, monkeys for category two. And finally, on this day, 1988, U.S. patent number was issued to Lawrence Balsamo of Roselle, Illinois, for his greeting card confetti delivery system, air suction processed, that would shower confetti on a person opening a greeting card.
And I'm guessing he was later murdered by a guy with 18 kids. Not again.
So, 88, it's spray confetti on. Is that that glitter stuff? Is that where that comes from?
No, the confetti is a different thing. But glitter on greeting cards, please stop. Yeah, because you have it on your hands for weeks.
Over it, right?
Yeah.
Well, the confetti sounds like a good idea.
Well, one of the new things for greeting cards are these little fluttering butterflies. They wind up like with rubber bands.
And when you open it up,
and they fly out at you and scare the bejesus out of everybody.
Yeah, well, man, that's an old gag. I used to have one like to say, hey, man, check out these rattlesnake eggs.
Oh, yes.
And then you'd open them and it goes, that was the noise you would make.
I'm from the can of peanut brittle era.
Well, anyway, there's your categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll-free line. So come on, we play Outburst next. Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio in our video today. Captain Underpants goes grocery shopping.
I'm not sure this guy ever made Captain.
Do you think he knows?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. He knows.
I don't think he's very happy about it, you can tell.
I think they stopped him at the door and he went back out to the car.
Well, son, you got a panty on your head. Check it out, thebigshow.com. You make your daily visit. And right now, get a week's worth of winning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Lee from Leesburg, Georgia.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. Wow, not often we get to talk to a guy that the town was named after him, where he's calling from, man. Awesome.
They really like me, apparently.
All right, Lee, let's get through these categories. You listen to the legs up, should be able to breeze. Here we go. In 5 seconds, 3 places to get coffee. Ready?
At home.
Go.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go.
At home, Starbucks, and Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, attaboy. Get out of the way. And now we need 3 monkeys. Ready, go.
Curious George, Donkey Kong, Grape Ape.
Wow, all right. Davey, Mickey, and Peter.
That's what I was thinking.
This is the group of the monkeys.
Yep, he's old.
All right, Spider Monkey, Miss Baker. We'll send her on her way to go. All right, Lee, for the win, 3 reasons or occasions to send a greeting card. Ready, go.
Birthday, get well, anniversary.
Wow, well, you are ready to go. All right.
You know, they should make a get well anniversary card.
That's what, no matter what cards we're sending to people, Billy writes get well soon on it.
Right. Unless somebody's sick, and then I come up with something else.
All right. Well, Lee, you've got the Astera Lab CBD variety pack. And all y'all, man, the perfect holiday gift. You can buy it for yourself, make it a gift for somebody. You can get 65% off using the code JBB at checkout while supplies last. But you got it coming your way, Lee, and your name is in a hat for that pocket utility knife and butane lighter that we're giving away for my daily stuff. All right?
All right. Well, I appreciate that, John Boy. Could I give a shout-out?
Of course you can.
I want to give a shout-out to my boys in Brown out there getting it done for me. I retired a couple of years, and they're taking the baton and getting it done.
Well, all right, Lee, we appreciate you, buddy. Glad you got through and won. You hang on for Jackie. All right, jump out. Catch you up on your news, and we kick off our songs of the season for Christmas 2021, the most nerve-wracking time of the year. Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio, kicking off the Christmas season with the title track from John Boy Miller's Nerve-Wracking Christmas, Part 2. The Christmas album might be available somewhere. Check it out at the Big Show store. Maybe Donnie Presley's sitting on a few copies there.
You know, the whole world's gone digital now, John. I don't even think most new cars even have a CD player. So, yes, okay. We can go to the BitBox that you mention all the time here on the radio show.
Ah.
Although, not nearly enough for us.
That's right.
All right, then. Well, check it out. Well, let's all enjoy right here, shall we?
It's the most nerve-wracking time of the year. Everyone acts so squirrely as Christmas is surely a pain in the rear. It's the most nerve-wracking time of the year. It's the crappiest season of all. When your wallet needs raping, there's just no escaping a trip to the mall. It's the crappiest season of all. Where the parties are hosted by guys who are toasted, and sometimes they hit on your wife. With those Christmas lights shining and kids always whining about how you ruined their life. It's the moon. Nerve-wracking time of the year. With such terrible music like that one where grandma's run down by reindeer. It's the nerve-wrackingest time of the year.
Oh, holy crap. I thought I'd never find a place to park the frickin' car. Okay, what are we doing here?
We're Christmas shopping.
Oh, boy.
And we're spending time as a family.
Johnny, put that down!
I want this!
No, it's too expensive!
You'd break that piece of crap in 5 minutes, you little moron.
Don't call him a moron!
Don't boss me!
I'm hungry!
Shut up!
All the money you're spending, your bank account's bending, you'll be in hock till next July. When those presents for Lisa bring letters from Visa that say pay up now or you'll die. Yes, you'll die. It's the most nerve-wracking time of the year. When you feel so boo-hoo-ish, you wish you were Jewish and you need a beer. It's the nerve-wracking time. Yes, the nerve-wracking. Wrackin' time. It's the nerve wrackin' time of the
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Monday. Right here, latest top 10 list, Bill Silvers here.
Hello, friends and neighbors. It's me, Bill Silvers. And just in time, I might add, this show was tanking, I tell you. Tough love time. Enough with the hee-haw shtick. If you haven't got it right in 40 years, pull the plug. It's just a hint. Speaking of pull the plug, what about our president? Too soon or not soon enough? You know, you might not be able to afford your turkey this holiday season, but don't worry, you've got one in the White House. He's the one wandering around wondering who Brandon is and where they're going later. But like Elvis said, don't be cruel. Christmas is the season to love our fellow man, even if he is destroying the country. Was that out loud? But let's overlook that horrifying fact for just a moment. Put on your thinking caps, since he doesn't, and think about what you'd give the president for Christmas. I mean, one that George Soros hasn't already given him. Too topical? So, here we go, from the home office in Dum Dum, Delaware. The top 10 things to get Joe Biden for Christmas. Right. Number 10. New from BS Industries, the all-new, all-improved, fancy fanny filter. Tired of embarrassing yourself in front of heads of state, pouting from pooting in front of royalty, the fancy fanny filter is guaranteed to muffle the sound and scent of any rectal repercussions. It's the fanny filter from BS. Now with moisture wicking. Number 9, a paint-by-number set. It'll give him something to do with his son. Remember, ages 3 and up, and he likes kitty cats. Number 8, balls. The ones he has now are all under the couch, so maybe get him some big ones. Oh, and P.S., he doesn't like bells. Number 7, a decent vice president. That would be nice. I can tell you where to put the bow. Equipped with GPS and directions to the border, but she does have a lovely laugh. Number 6, marbles, since he's clearly lost his. We call these Lego jokes, folks. Just keep stacking them, trying to keep up. Number 5, new from BS Industries, it's Mr. Pudding. Just add the ingredients, set the timer for right before nappy time, and get ready to enjoy. Comes complete with bib. Number 4, a new doctor, you know, one we can trust. Is Kevorkian available? Look it up, I don't have time to explain. Number 3, if all else fails, how about a nice board game? I suggest Clue. Since he doesn't have one, and whatever you do, don't get him risked. He keeps surrendering to France. Number 2, 2024 is right around the corner. Nothing says Merry Christmas to a Democrat like a big fat bundle of provisional ballots. Delivery accepted after 4 a.m. And the number 1 gift you should get Joe Biden for Christmas. BS Industries presents Science Diction, an easy-to-follow diction course for every mumbling simpleton on your list. Go from a mumbling, incoherent boob like this.
You have a big what?
To a well-spoken paragon of clear communication like this. Why aren't you laughing, Jackie? Results may vary. It's Science Diction only from BS Industries. Thank you and good night. Try the waiter and tip your veal.
It's one small step for man,
Morning Big Show's on the radio for you Monday, November the 29th. Well, oh boy, Dr. Elmo, does he win for the longest-running, nerve-wracking Christmas tune of all time?
I don't know about longest-running, but certainly most nerve-wracking.
Don't forget, some of ours have been around for a while,
that's
too.
That's true, yeah.
That's right. Well, we kicked off the season with nerve-wracking time of the year. Intended to prove it with Dr. Elmo in the Big Show studio, all right?
John Boy got run over by a reindeer.
And?
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Billy, we believe. He'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged him not to go. But he forgot his medication, and he staggered out the door into the snow. When we found him Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, he had hoof prints on his forehead and incriminating claws marks on his butt. John Boy got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Billy, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Billy. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and making moves on Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without John Boy. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up his gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
John Boy got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Billy, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the eggnog freely flows, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hairs in John Boy's nose. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and fondles elves. John Boy got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Billy, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
John Boy got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Billy, we believe.
Our Christmas. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. Plus, the audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa, a collection of Christmas tales by Jeff Pillars, available now at jeffpillarsbooks.com. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. First, some of our fave classic Christmas tunes kicking off the season. Hit it.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll give you feel so blue. Just thinking about you. The decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. it won't be the same dear. If you're not here with me, and when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. But I'll ever be a blue, ever be a blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I'll miss you.
All right, Alan, that's when we went national before we were syndicated there. Mm. It's the stupidest things. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's jump right in here. Despite their name, the actual number of human deaths attributed to this animal in the wild is zero. But among those in captivity, it's four.
Is it the drummer on the Muppet Show? Because his name's Animal. He looks like he could kill a guy.
Sure. Yeah, he's got his own Geico commercial. Yeah. About, what y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Monday morning, November 29th, Big Show's on the radio. In our video of the day, Captain Underpants goes grocery shopping. Check his dude out at BigShow.com. Also register for John Boy's weekly stuff, the Sam Bass Collectible Diecast 2003 Christmas Edition. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wow, wow.
And now your
host, he's stuck.
A man who once wore a grocery bag on his head at the underwear store, he's John Boy.
Let's say hey to David out of Etowah, Tennessee. Good morning, David.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. Welcome in here, buddy. Hi. First up, let's see what you got. So, despite their name, the actual number of human deaths attributed to this animal in the wild is zero. But among those in captivity, four. What do you think, David?
I would guess a gorilla.
You would guess a gorilla. Well, let's see.
Seven.
Hey, don't you think gorillas, they got to kill somebody in the wild?
Man, I saw this really big one. It was King something. And he really.
David. I'm on him. Most gorillas don't get to the city that often. Maybe they just don't run into me.
Yeah.
So that was a decent guess, David. We appreciate you playing, buddy. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You have a good day, too.
All right, mate. Let's go to Tony down Flowood, Mississippi. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, all the guys and gals over there. Man, how y'all doing?
We are doing all right, Tom. All right, buddy. Well, so what do you think? We know it's not a gorilla. What animal in the wild? Killed zero in the wild. Four in captivity. Who could it be? What could it be?
Yeah, let's go with a killer whale.
A killer whale. Let's see.
Seven.
That's a way to run that name through your head.
There you go.
One more kill than killer bees, actually.
Wow, I wonder, like in captivity, like at SeaWorld or something like
that's
that?
Exactly.
Did they fall on them? Did they eat them?
Sometimes they just go rogue. That's what's happening in a couple of
grab them by the leg
things.
And swing them through the air.
As we all do it sometime or another.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Tony, try not to get too wild down there in Flowood. You hang on, Jackie, hook you up with the prize pack, and your name goes into the half of that pocket utility knife. Some of my stuff we're giving away today, all right?
Fine. Thank you, guys and gals.
All right, Tony. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. And then right after that report, we got our time capsule for this November the 29th. Hang on for a laugh.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Parrot Problem. As our story opens, an unhappy customer is entering the Pet Depot at Brushywood Mall.
Hey, Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Ain't doing worth a fart, Sonny.
Well,
I come here to return this parrot you sold me.
Whoa. Got a problem with the bird?
Yeah, you said he could talk.
Yeah, well, of course he can talk. He's a parrot. Ain't you ever seen a pirate movie?
Don't get lippy.
Oh, sorry.
Well, this one has been at home with me for almost 24 straight hours, and he ain't said the first word yet. Yeah, except for that word. Every once in a while, he'll say that.
There you go, Billy. That's how he's going to milk it out.
I think there's something wrong with his timing chain.
Stupid bird.
Well, lady, he may not look like it, but this is a sensitive, intelligent animal. Just not the guy playing him. A couple of weeks ago, he's flying around a rainforest. Then a guy dropped a sack on his head, stuffed him in a box. Next thing you know, some Mexican kid smuggling him across the border in his underwear. Yeah, it's been traumatic. Ain't that right, Polly? There you go. You gotta let him get used to his new environment. I'll tell you what you need. A mirror.
A mirror?
Yeah. You hang it by the bar on the inside of his cage. He looks in there, thinks he sees another bird. Hey, another bird! Pretty soon, he's all loosened up, ready to carry on a conversation. This little beauty here is our bestseller, Hearts Mountain number 1015.
Well, how much do you want for it?
Normally $14.95. For you, $12.
$12? For that little old bitty mirror? I can get one at the CVS store for 79 cents.
Hey, Crackus. Don't help. Look, lady, the 1015 here is the Cadillac of bird mirrors. Plastic security clips, anti-glare coating, and look at that genuine simulated wood frame. La-dee-da! This thing ought to be hanging in a museum someplace.
Well, if you say it's a good one.
Trust me, it's the best. Your bird will love it. There you go, sweetheart. Have a Merry Christmas.
The next day, our unhappy customer is back.
Merry Christmas! Welcome to the... Hey, it's the bird girl!
That's right! And I'm here to get my money back for this stupid bird.
Now what's the problem?
Same problem as yesterday. My talking parrot ain't talking. That mirror you sold me ain't made a lick of difference. Now, are you gonna give me a refund? Or do I have to call the mall manager? Ain't funny!
Sounds like Crackers is teed off, too. Easy, lady, easy, easy. Listen, this bird's been through a lot of changes. 2 weeks ago, he's flying around from sun up to sun down. Now he's cooped up in a little bitty cage all day. He needs exercise. And I got just the thing for him. The bird ladder.
The bird ladder?
The bird ladder. Sure, you put this baby in a cage, hops up and down it all day long. Pretty soon, he's got his old strength back again. Next thing you know, he's talking your ear off.
How much?
$19.95.
What? That's more than that little old mirror.
Yeah, you heard him. That's what he's talking about. This is a beautiful piece of craftsmanship. You know, that's all carved by hand. Trust me, lady, this is exactly what you need.
Oh, okay, but this better work.
Trust me. There you go, darling. Merry Christmas!
The next day, it's deja vu all over again.
Okay, Fuzzy, I've had it.
Hey, calm down, lady.
Don't tell me to calm down. I want my money back, and I want it right now.
Oh, still having problems with your bird?
Not anymore. He's dead.
Dead?
Yeah, see for yourself.
Wow, you're right. Stiff as a board. When did this happen?
First thing this morning, I got up to check on him, and he was sitting there on that ladder, kind of weaving back and forth. Next thing you know, it keeled over right in front of me.
Unbelievable. And he never talked to you the whole time you had him?
Stupid bird. Well, actually, he did manage to get out a few words right before he died.
Oh, yeah? What'd he say?
He said, "Rark, lady, don't they sell no food at that pet store?"
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
You come to the right place. How about a nice parrot coffin? Model number 723.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old Mexican parrot smuggler say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Say, I knew he was going to die, so I was sounding weaker and weaker as my role went on.
Stupid bird.
Nailed it.
John Boy and Billy.
To say that you behave childishly is an insult to children everywhere.
Morning radio done right.
Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio, and Tater been wearing us out with a Christmas song that we hadn't heard before. It's already a classic. Feels like it is. Been listening to it for 10 days. Feels like about 10 years.
Yeah. Well, you remember, I bring all the classics. Hee-haw, hee-haw, you know.
So. We got a bunch of them. Yeah, I love it. All right, well, that's coming up here to brand new and here in about 20 minutes. Well, our favorite 100-year-old to stop by to pay us a visit. Welcome back to the Big Show, Nerville T. Wheeler. What has you out and about today there, partner?
Hey, John Boy. Truth be told, I come in for a cup of coffee. My dad burned coffee machines on the blink.
Well, you could have just stopped at the gas station.
You know what them fellas want for a cup of coffee? Some places almost $2. Mm. Getting coffee here only cost me some time and having to listen to you knuckleheads crack wise. I'd say we're even.
All right, so what you toting around there?
Oh, this here is a Christmas present.
Wow, well, it's a little early, but thanks. You shouldn't have.
I didn't. It's not for you. My great-granddaughter gave me this a couple years ago. It's a foreign language course. I listened to it in the truck.
Yeah, that old truck's got a CD player?
Yeah, it's even got a steering wheel. I was born 100 years ago. My truck wasn't.
All right. What language are you learning?
Oh, I tinkered around with lots of different languages for a while. I had a record some year ago. You could play it while you was asleep, and you'd learn Spanish. During the night, the record skipped. The next day, I could stutter in Spanish.
What other languages do you know?
Well, I know a little Hebrew.
Really?
Yeah, he's my tax guy.
Good one, Nerville.
Thanks, you can use that in one of your little skits there. Right now, I'm dabbling a mite in Mandarin.
Well, that's unusual.
Yeah. Well, I think the lady at the place where I get my egg rolls is making wisecracks about me. I want to find out. I think most folks would do well to learn a new language, especially politicians. Be nice if I'd learn how to speak truth.
Well, I don't think I could ever learn another language,
Oh,
Nerville.
Come on now. Come on, John Boy. Don't be so hard on yourself. That's our job. If a parrot can do it, you sure can, probably.
Well, I sense a story.
Yeah. Well, here's a long time ago. My mother was living alone after my daddy passed, and I wanted to get something to keep her company. I went to a pet shop over there in the city and took a look around. The owner come up and see what I was looking for, and I told him the situation. He says, well, now I got just the thing. This here parrot speaks 5 different languages. She'll have a ball with it. So I made the arrangements to have that parrot delivered tomorrow. A few days later, I stopped by and I says, hey, how'd you like that parrot? And she says, oh, it was delicious. I said, Mom, that parrot spoke 5 different languages. She says, well, it should have said something.
You have the best stories.
And you have the best coffee.
Really?
Nope, but the price is right. Well, listen, I got to get to be getting. It's okay if I get me a refill.
Of course it is.
Well, you keep your gun oil and your saddle greased and holler if you need me.
Let me tell you how much I appreciate it, and this is certainly a milestone. It ranks right up there with the fact I got a phone call prior to the first Duke Carolina game from up in Norfolk, Virginia, and this guy called and he said, Woody, he said, Coach Drizzell wants you to be on the radio with him tomorrow night. I said, what? And he said, yeah, I said, Lefty's got a radio show up here and he wants you to be on. And so I was the night before Carolina played Duke for the first time. So being with John Boy and Billy's program, right up there with being with Coach Drizzell. Hi, this is Woody Durham. I want to remind you that you're listening to John Boy and Billy's Big Show.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio.
Your dog's a bit gassy.
Either Nerval cut one before he got out of here.
No, that was your dog.
That was Pearl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been a little gassy lately.
Yeah, I know.
What y'all feeding her?
I can tell you what it smells like.
Oh, man. Let's see. Is that some leftover sliders from Old Pineville Premium Pub?
Yeah, we have a couple. Right out of her. I know that.
I think a nice Cabernet would go with that.
Anyway, probably not the best time to plug one of our favorite restaurants. But
no, I wouldn't think so. It kind of smells like chicken soup and pine trees.
I did. Well, we're kicking off the Christmas season. Some of our favorite tunes. Some would call them classics, like this one from our little redneck Joan Jett. I love Santa Claus.
About 73. His reindeer seems so strong. They fly all night long.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio and got the easiest way for you to join the winners coming up. That'd be the current events quiz. You take C, get a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. If you go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, get 20% off when you enter code JBB at checkout. Plus, we got the audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa, a collection of Christmas tales by Jeff Pillars, available now at JeffPillarsBooks.com. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. First, some of our favorite Christmas songs kicking off the season this morning after Thanksgiving, but we got a brand new one making the list because Tater has been wearing us out with it for about 10 days now. So let's all enjoy Who Put a Stump Up My Rump-a-Pump-Pump or something like that.
Nailed it.
I'd like to find the guy who done me wrong and stuck my butt up on this Christmas tree. Who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who stood the wood where I poop-she-poop-she-poop? Who put the stick up my hip-de-dip-de-dip? Who was that man? He shoved it up my can and left me stranded on this Christmas tree.
Yeah.
When this angel heard chop-a-pop-pop-de-chop-a-pop-pop, a dreadful fear went right into my heart. Those pine tree needles sting me. Ram-a-jam-a, ram-a-jam-a near my ding-dong. You'll never know how much that smarts. So who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who stood the wood where I poop-she-poop-she-poop? Who put the stick up my hip-de-dip-de-dip? Who took that bush and crammed it in my tush? He made this angel beg for mercy, please.
Yeah.
Each night when I'm alone, scratchity, 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 shoe. It sets my tiny bottom all aglow. And every time I wiggle, slip didin, didin, slip didin, didin, a little further in it goes. Oh,
yeah. Rump-a-bump-a-bump,
ram it up my ding-dong, slip didin, didin, boobity-boobity. That's sure a beautiful angel.
What's the matter with the star? It's a pretty star.
Oh, okay. Has it only been 10 days? It seems so much longer.
I don't see why you love that so much.
It's going to be stuck in your head all
not
day.
Not something you want to kind of be humming or singing when you get in the elevator somewhere. So.
It's about an angel.
I'm guessing you don't call in radio stations and request that, probably.
All right, we got you covered here. Good work. All right, well, let's play this current events quiz. Bidley, what are we dealing with?
What happens in Vegas sometimes happens above Vegas. Case in point, coming up next.
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. You take C, you will win. We play next. Good morning. Got a big show on the radio rolling through you Monday, November the 29th. Video today, Captain Underpants goes grocery shopping. Also, you can check out and be sure to register for John Boy's weekly stuff. It's a Sam Bass collectible diecast, the 03 Christmas edition. Still in the beautiful package, thebigshow.com. And right now, ready, girls?
Ready?
Okay.
Yay. And let's say hey to Susan from Lincolnton, Georgia. Good morning, Susan.
Hello there.
Hello. Hello. All right, baby. Listen to Bidlin win.
Well, another only in Las Vegas attraction is making the news. It's called Love Cloud. It's a twin-engine Cessna airplane that you can charter and officially join the legendary Mile High Club.
Ah.
Pilot Anthony Blake will fly you around for 45 minutes while you and your significant other get higgy and or jiggy for the value price of just $995. Plane's tricked out with a twin air mattress. I'll say that again, a twin air mattress with red satin sheets. And to give you what passes for privacy in a twin-engine Cessna, the pilot wears noise-canceling headphones and closes the black curtain between the cockpit and the part of the plane where the magic happens, so, you know, you should be fine. One couple who took the flight says they heard some unusual announcements on the PA during the flight, including A, looks like the only turbulence today will be the kind you guys make. B, we've reached our cruising altitude. Feel free to fool around the cabin. Or C, please return your fellow passenger to their original upright and locked position.
What you got, Susan?
Yeah, I'll say C.
Yeah. Oh, man. 45 minutes. What am I going to do for the other 43?
I can take it by Hoover Dam, too. Well, we got a second.
Yeah. It sounds like it might be a pervy pilot.
Yeah.
A pervy pilot going on. All right. Hey, Susan, worked out for you, baby. You got the Liquid Performance Prize Pack, the audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Signer for My Own Jeff Pillars, and your name is in a hat for that pocket utility knife with blade, nail file, scissors, and butane lighter, butane not included.
Plus a twin air mattress with red satin sheets.
No, that was a joke.
Okay. All right, Susan, you hang on for Jackie.
All right.
Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, keep the Christmas tunes coming. Ike Turner's got one. Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Here we go, Christmas tune from Ike.
Oh, there's nothing like hoes for the holidays. There's no reason to spend it all alone. If you want to get freaky in a million ways, man, the holiday's the time to get it on. I met a skank who lives in Spartanburg, and she was kinky for making whoopee dressed up like a racing horse. Man, I love being her jockey, but I got to saddle sore. All that booty is terrific, long as you ain't too specific. Oh, there's nothing like hoes for the holidays. Let your love life go to the twilight zone. If you want to get busy lots of crazy ways, man, the holiday's the time to get it on. Yeah, there's nothing like hoes for the holidays. You'll do things normal people won't condone. If you want you a rug burn in a special place, man, the holiday's the time to get it on. I knew a heifer lived in Charleston, and it just drove her nuts to get her keister spanked with big old candy canes. And so now I get a sugar rush when I stare at butts. You don't need to get her boozy to bring out her inner floozy. Boy, there's nothing like hoes for the holidays. It's a great time for wild oats to get sown. You can leave all them skeezers in a horny haze. Cause the holiday's the time to get it on.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, the summer movies kept him busy, and now we're getting into the big holiday movie season, so let's find out what he's seen. Welcome back to the Big Show, Rabbi Myron Bergsnee.
Shalom, homies!
Hey!
What's happening, John Boyum and Billy Goyum?
Pull up a chair, Rabbi.
Hey, Midnight Plowboy. I know I tried to keep you away from the flowery introductions, but... This one was weak.
How so?
Well, for example, let's find out what he's seen. You might as well add it so we can wrap this up and get back to the football scores and fart jokes.
Well, that was not my intention.
Hey, look, Larry the stable boy. If I'm not wanted, just say so. I'm a busy guy, you know. The last thing I want to do is waste my valuable time intruding on your precious show. I got places to go and people to see. I'm in demand.
Well, if you really need to go, you know, go ahead.
I got nothing else to do.
Okay. So what'd you wind up seeing?
Well, you know, there wasn't much to choose from. But even if there was, I'd have passed over all of them to see this picture, Ghost Breakers Afterwards.
Well, does this have anything to do with the female version from a few years ago?
No, thank God. Pui. Yeah. This was much better. Not that it would be that hard. Remember the first two Ghost Breakers movies? Well, this is sort of a sequel to them.
So what's it about?
About 2 hours. It won't cut into much of you doing redneck stuff time. Now, this takes place years after the original. When a single mom and her two kids arrive in a small town, they begin to discover their connection to the original Ghost Breakers and the secret legacy their grandfather left behind. Ooh. This movie right here brings back a little of that old zip that the original had.
You know, I saw the little tiny marshmallow men in a commercial, so what about that disgusting Slimer?
No, Governor Cuomo is not in this.
I mean, that little green blob that eats everything.
You're going to need to be more specific. Yeah, he's back. And so is the skinny chick with the flat top hairdo that they fought at the end. Spoiler alert, she's still hot. Hey, not my type, but between you and me, I'd be all over that like gefilte fish on a matzo.
Well, I kind of liked her, too.
Take a number, Mr. Green Beans. But I'm going to tell you, it was great fun. They even brought back the original Ghost Breakers. Man! They are old. Two more movies and they'll be ghosts.
So, how's the rest of the cast?
It's a lot of people I didn't know. A bunch of noisy, nerdy kids I could have done without. Mm. The mom, she's kind of hot. But the one guy I did recognize was that the fella that played the ant guy in that superhero movie. He's got a real likable way about him. Seems like a nice boy. Of course... Yeah. I'm talking about the adorable Paul Newman.
Paul Rudd.
Say what?
The actor is Paul Rudd.
I thought that was the guy who rode all over screaming, "The British are here! The British are here!"
That's Paul Revere.
I thought that was the guy who put shrimps on the Barbie doll and wrestled alligators.
That's Paul Hogan.
I thought that was the guy sent a square sissy boy back in the Sissy Boys Were Fun.
No, that's Paul Lynn.
I thought that was the long-winded guy who always had to tell you about the rest of the story.
No, that's Paul Harvey.
I thought that was a Congress guy who looked like a hobbit.
That's Ron Paul.
I thought that was the guy with the big hat who handed out crackers on Easter.
That's Pope Paul.
So who am I thinking of?
Paul Rudd.
You know, he could have won more people if he'd have drove instead of riding a horse.
Okay, so what do you think?
I think he needs to get back on the road and start yelling, "The commies are here! The commies are here!"
Oh, God, the movie.
Ah, well, this is a good movie.
Ah, okay.
There's no two ways about it. In the end, I don't want to give nothing away. But if you don't cry, you got no soul. I give this movie 4 out of 5 yarmulkes. Oh. Let me tell you something for nothing. If you don't like this movie, don't ever speak to me again. You're dead to me. Unfriend me. Unblock my number. Drop dead, you moron.
Wow.
If you don't like it, roll it into a ball and stick it up your spaghetti, you animal.
Oh, man.
But you know, you're entitled to your own opinion. But remember, don't forget to see a matinee. It's cheaper.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Girl's still getting on about it. I wanted no dog. I had to take care of all by myself. 2 days later, I love this dog.
I know what she did.
Well, look at her coming over here. She knows we're talking about
She's smart.
You know, I brought her to work the very first, the Monday after the weekend. You remember that?
It was, it was like a Thursday she told you to get it. You complained about it on Friday. Saturday we saw you at a remote, and you're like, I love this dog. She's at the group right now. She's getting all pretty. Then I'm going to take her everywhere I go. I love this dog.
All right, so she's going with me everywhere. She has been for 11 years now. But
Your wife had to reclaim the bed and everything.
Oh, yeah. By the time, when I got back, Pearl be in the bedroom, growl at her when she come in the bedroom.
Excuse me.
You might want to let her in.
That was her idea, Pearl. Come on.
I don't think we've been introduced. I am Pearl. You are...
So if you think about getting a pet, go to the shelter. You'll find the best ones right there.
Because not everybody is going to have the kind of luck out in the middle of the street like Johnny
That's
did.
That's right. Big Show on the radio, kicking on the final hour of the broadcast. And then about an hour after that, the podcast, John Boy Miller's Late Risers podcast. You get it all, listen to it at thebigshow.com. Mm-hmm. However you get your podcast, absolutely free. Fun with some of our Christmas classics. This has got to be one of the oldest that we've been playing on the Big Show. Back during... Recorded during the CB craze.
Oh, and I got it.
When Kung Fu was on TV.
That's a 10-4.
Yes, you got it. Rudolph, the redneck reindeer.
And dip snuff, and when it come to liquor, he could never get enough. He carried a sawed-off shotgun and always slicked back his fur. All of the other reindeers all the time called him sir. Double-wide trailer about a mile from Sandy's house, and each and every Christmas Rudolph would always get soused, then walk down to the stable where the other reindeers would be, where he'd cuss and spit tobacco juice and punch out two or three.
More like maim and kill.
Hey, daughter, you and Blitz can get up against the wall. Don't give me no lip.
No, mean business.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came down to Rudolph's trailer. Yeah. Where Rudolph was lying in the bed trying to get over last night's drunk. Then Santa Claus saw Rudolph's bed covered with liquor bottles, tobacco juice all over him, and cigarette butts all over the floor there. And he got real mad. And he said to Rudolph, "You'd better get on the dead gum wagon and pull my sled tonight, boy." Now, Rudolph didn't like his kind of loud talks early in the morning, you know. So he reached over and spit tobacco juice in the left eye Santa Claus. Then took a liquor bottle and busted it over bed. And said, "Get the hell out of here, you dead gum fat hippie." See, Santa Claus didn't like that at all.
I don't like that at all.
Rudolph coming at him with a bottle and all, you know.
Put that bottle down.
But see, Santa Claus had been taking kung fu lessons from this Chinese elf all summer long there while he didn't have nothing to do. So he takes his right hand there and slams it into Rudolph's old face there. Just knocks him flat on the floor.
Reindeer had a very bloody nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers now laugh and throw back their heads, 'cause Rudolph the redneck reindeer, that's how your nose got red.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a personalized mix of unique products from Box of Awesome. $70 value. No matter what you're into, we got you covered, and 90% of it is from a small, up-and-coming brand. Just in time for the holidays, boxofawesome.com. And you can go to thebigshow.com, click on the Box of Awesome banner, get 20% off your first monthly box with code JBB. Also, we got that audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa, a collection of Christmas tales by Jeff Pillars, available now at jeffpillarsbooks.com. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. But first, kicking off the season with some of our favorite tunes. Oh, it's one of my favorites, not because it's me. Well, okay, it is. Hit it.
Christmas song especially for my friends and family, co-workers. All right, settle back. Just enjoy this.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire.
Thank you.
Jet frogs ripping at your clothes. Old tired Carol being stung by a tire. And folks messed up by Eskimo. Half everybody knows a turkey has a messy toe. Helps to make the cheese and rice. Chinese tots with their eyes on the go will find it hard to cheat tonight. Because they know that Santa's gonna change. He's loaded lots of poison goodies on his train. And every mother smiled in Johnny's eye to see a great big, really no talent guy. And so I'm ordering this simple face to kiss someone who might be you. Aloha, they said. Then they tried. Anyway, Merry Christmas. You too. Mike Brady on the piano. Mike Brady. Mr. Bob Rayford.
Aloha, they say, then they tried anyway. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, you too. She goes.
Oh, my glasses, they shattered.
I was going to tell you, the cat was hurtful in that when you produced that ring. All right. Well, let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. You can also go to BigShow.com, click the on-air contest button. Can't get through, Jackie will call you. We'll team up. Play next. This is a Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Monday morning. In our video today, got Cat Munderpants. He's going grocery shopping. Check him out, thebigshow.com. Also, be sure to register for John Boy's weekly stuff giveaway. Man, a kid would love this for Christmas, a Sam Bass collectible die-cast 03 Christmas edition. Still in the box, beautifully preserved. And right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet a contestant. We got Clark from Jacksonville, North Carolina. Good morning, Clark.
Good morning. How we doing?
Hey, buddy, get up. You ain't hurt. Then we got William from Mooresville, North Carolina. Good morning, William.
Morning. How is everybody?
Morning. We all good. Boys, welcome in here. Play us some wordy word. William, you are on Team Tater and Randy. Clark on the John Boy and Billy side. We'll do two rounds, 30 seconds each. Spinner's got our word tablets.
Yeah.
All right, William, you relax. Me and Clark will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. Hold it up, Randy.
Sorry, I thought you were ready.
Hey, Clark, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Ready to go.
All right. Start the clock now. You drive around in a mini blank. A married man. Yeah. All right. This is what the stockings are made of, what it looks like. you wear these on your feet before you put your shoes on.
Okay, I'm trying.
Socks.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right. Mickey Mouse was a blank character.
Cartoon.
Yeah. All right. This is what you make with Hershey's chocolate at a campfire. Smush it with marshmallows.
S'mores.
Yes. All right. This. Hey, hey, hey. Make me some of this.
Did Fat Albert do it?
Sounded like the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah. I know, man.
I don't know that.
Sorry, Clark. I kind of stunk it up on my end, but we put a four.
But great job on socks.
I'm hard on you, but I really think you should just wipe the board and start over.
I pictured stockings hung by the chimney with care. But
those are stockings.
Well, they look like a big sock. I'm sorry. It was in my head. I had to say it.
Hey, you don't have to apologize. It helped us.
All right. Shut up, Tater. All right.
There's no laughing on the show. Come on.
Four. All right. Now, William and Tater for their round one. Are you ready, William?
Yes.
Remember that last clue.
Yeah. Make me some. Remember that. That was very important. Okay. Right. Ready. Yes. Go.
Bill Cosby used to be a spokesperson for this. Blank.
Yellow?
Yes.
Yellow.
You wear one of these on your foot. What do you wear?
Shoe?
Yeah. You, not old, but the opposite.
Young.
As in, like, I got I have an old car, and you just bought yourself a blank car.
New.
Yeah.
Wow.
These aren't really, okay. Hey, how are blank? when I'm talking to blank.
How are you?
Thank you.
Wow.
They're not it's hard like words, but I didn't know how to
Muppet
do it.
The Muppet Show has a new character all of a sudden.
So, Taylor, you stumbled through a four yourself there.
Nice going, Taylor.
Because you yelled at me. Why are you yelling at me? There's no yelling in wordy word.
William is like not sure of your answer. Everything had a question mark after it. No?
Man. We've had two idiots.
Did he get it?
Our chance to shine.
It was a little tough.
All right. So after the smoke clears, it's 4-4, and we head into round two. All right.
And remember,
Clark, you're with Billy. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
And go.
When you go to church, you sit on one of these.
Two.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. It rhymes with it. This is a color, the name of a color. Not red, but...
blue.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. The two card in the deck is also called the what card?
Deuce.
Bam.
There you go. Let's see. The Green Movement wants to save the what?
Earth, planet.
Like the weather and the, you know, the temperatures. They want to save the... they're trying to be friendly to or good to the...
All right. Well, Billy didn't stumble in ooh and ah a lot, but he only got three with Clark. So
he was 11. In his head. He just didn't say it out loud.
Put a 7 on the board. All right. So William and Randy.
Okay.
All right. 3 will tie and 4 will win. All right.
Randy, if you get in trouble, do this.
Well, I'm in trouble now.
All right. William and Randy, ready. Picking up on that last one, by the way. Go.
So the Green
Climate.
That's right.
Environment,
thank you.
Yeah.
So this is a group or a place where you have a bunch of trees. It's not the woods. It's called?
Forest.
Yep. This is a type of liquor. It's white. It's not vodka.
Gin.
Yes.
Tied up.
All right. Rhymes with it. You didn't lose. You
win.
You sure did.
And sure did win.
Well, oh boy.
4-7. So, William wins.
So, William, I'm sorry, it wasn't you.
You know, I'm not that excited over this win.
Well, Clark, doggone it, you can try again anytime, buddy. We appreciate you playing out of Jacksonville this morning.
Well, I enjoyed it. Thank you. Now, y'all have a good holiday.
Thank you, man. You too, buddy. Have season's greetings to you. And look at you there, William of Mooresville. Your big old box of awesome prize pack coming your way with Biller's audio book, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa. You're the last name in the hat. My daily stuff at Pocket Utility Knife. All right?
Great. Can I give a shout-out?
Of course you can.
I want to say happy holidays to all the service members out there doing everything for all of us.
All right, William, good deal, buddy. You hang on for Jackie. Good morning, got the big show on the radio. Oh, now you tell me. So, yeah, we thought he said environment, but then we're coming back. Billy heard climate. Did you hear climate?
Yeah.
Climate, dude.
I heard environment. Okay, well, whatever. You win.
Look, the important thing is... it's over.
Exactly. Yes. 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 You heard the game. You know
exactly. That's right. All right. Good deal. All right. Well, let's move on to our classic bit request of the morning. Norm Haskins out of Dallas, North Carolina says, guys, love to hear anything by Gary Busey. Keep up the great work. Hey, man, well, let's go back here since we just coming off Thanksgiving holidays. Let's relive a Busey Thanksgiving in his diary. All right. We'll do that for you, Norm, coming up next. Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic big request this morning from Norm Haskins out of Dallas, North Carolina. Here you go, Norm. It's time for the diary of Gary Busey.
Dear Diary, this is Gary Busey. Well, Diary, we had our annual all-star Hollywood celebrity Thanksgiving dinner this past weekend. A time I can invite all of my big shot showbiz buddies over to tie on the feed bag. It's always a pretty big deal, and the guest list is the envy of the entertainment community. Why, I remember one year Bronson Pinchot and Luanda Page got in a fist fight over the last spot. I awarded the honor to the winner. Belky and Anester in a rage settled a score inside a steel cage. Knuckles, knuckles, boots and buckles. Give him a wedgie and make me chuckle. Luanda wins with a cornhole slam. Have a seat and pass the ham. Feedback! Yah! Well, Diary, we didn't have an empty seat again this year. Star-studded. It was like a first-class premiere. In fact, we even spray-painted the sidewalk red. I just wish we'd done it sooner. There's red footprints all over the house. It looked like the floorboards of OJ's Bronco. We were going to put a passel of wild turkeys in the front yard till the city of Malibu shut us down. Got a complaint from Bobby De Niro. Seems to me after his last few movies, he'd be a little more tolerant of turkeys. I saw Dirty Grandpa, Mr. De Niro. Congratulations on a big fat zero. No box office. Everybody was told to bring a dish to pass. I do this on purpose to keep them humble. They get too used to all these la-dee-da catered affairs. Of course, that blows up in your face sometime. Like the year Ray Walston and B. Arthur both brought a bread bowl with spinach dip. They spent the whole time trying to sneak boogers into each other's stuff. Before you know it, Maude and my favorite Martian are hollering at each other, and the Pier 6 brawl that ensued spilled into the street. They had to taser B 6 times before she went down. It's a fight to the finish, because they both brought spinach. B. Arthur's the bigger man. Toot, toot! First ones to show up was Delta Burke and Gerald McCraney. Lord, they look like the number 10 coming up the sidewalk. It's times like that I thank God I put in them double doors. I had to pull a steamer trunk out of the attic for her to sit on, and she pulled it up right in front of the hors d'oeuvre table and went to town. All I heard was, and before you know it, the appetizer table was cleaner than Lance Bass's backside. Former heifer Kirstie Alley showed up with a vegetable tray. I was so proud of her. Until I found her in the kitchen snorting lines of Ready Whip off Christopher Lloyd's chest. Corey Feldman showed up. He wasn't invited, but he showed up. Started doing his rap music act on the back deck. He was easy to get rid of. I showed him a baggie of bacon soda and throwed it over the railing. I think the tree slowed him down before he hit the rocks. He must have been comfortable, though. He's still laying down there. Hey, little Corey, here's a bedtime story. Cover up with leaves and try not to snore. Nighty-night, sleep tight. Don't let the crack holes bite. They'll infect you. Cesar Millan RSVP'd. He got a little deep into the old tequila. Kept trying to paper train Brett Butler. Mission accomplished. But it took an entire Sunday LA Times. Surprising appearance by Reba McEntire. She wasn't invited. Her Tahoe broke down out front. She stayed long enough to get hit on by Mickey Rourke, who thought she was Nanette Fabre. I sprung little bitty Cat Williams out of county lockup long enough to get him a good, solid home-cooked meal. The best part was that he is so small that we hit him in the turkey. And when Dave Coulier went to carve it, Cat popped his head out and said, "Do not carve me! I am a boy!" Good thing old Dave is about the same size as Crazy Frankie. He didn't have to spend the rest of the day in pooped out drawers. When it come time to tie on the feed bag, it was like dinner time at the zoo. The clankety-clank of forks on the plates and the sound of everybody laughing and having a good time did my heart good. I sat back and quietly said thanks to the good Lord for all the food and the friends. But when the smoke cleared, there weren't a scrap of food left, except for that pecan pie that Caitlyn Jenner brought. No one was sure where she got the nuts. Well, Diary, I got the ski daddle. I'm sponsoring Mindy Cohn over to Jenny Craig. She ate her way out of a kiddie pool of nanner pudding and figured it's time for a change. Until next time, Diary, X's and O's, Gary Busey.
A Big Show on the radio. We're going to do you Monday, November the 29th. Yeah, giving away stuff out of the office. And I'm finding Christmas stuff here for our online giveaway. See if I can go through the pile, get up some cool Christmas stuff. We got a good one. Register to win this week a Sam Bass collectible diecast car, the 2003 Christmas edition. Check it out online and register at thebigshow.com. Now, the winner for my daily stuff today is a pocket utility knife with knife blade, nail file, scissors, butane lighter, butane not included. And the winner goes to the winner of Outburst, our first contest of the morning. You know, it's you, Lee. Lee Miller from Leesburg, Georgia. All right, that's the most wonderful time of the year. And the John Boy and Billy podcast, John Boy and Billy's Late Risers Edition, will be on where you get your podcast before high noon today. Any of the big show you miss as we kicked off our Christmas songs, you got it all. And Randy puts it up so you can bring it down. You know how it works out.
You
there.
Have such a sales thing.
He tells a story. Yeah.
It's miraculous. Yeah, exactly.
You know, when he came back from vacation, he complained to me, you know, I've been giving away all this stuff, but it doesn't look like anything's gone from the office. Everything you've been giving away basically would fit in one pocket.
Did you just empty one of your pockets?
Well, ever since you told me how much postage was costing me.
Yeah, well.
Hey, wait a minute. There's my phone. My duck ringtone is calling me. Looks like we're over. Billy, take us on home here, buddy.
I'll let you get in. Commissioner Gordon, get through it there. Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by enemy.com.
Y'all have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back at it on tomorrow. We love you and we mean it.
Animals are crapping in our houses and we're picking it up. Did we lose a war? That's not America. That's not even Mexico.
Shut up, Homer.